Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Well, we always love bringing on Scott Wiener. He runs Scott's Pizza Tours. And we got to talk to him about that if he's back up to normal now with the pandemic virtually over. But before we get to that, wow, this was big news in the city here. Forget the grand jury with Trump. Forget bail reform with Hochul. No more dollar slice. Famous Two Brothers Pizza with locations around town. They were famous for the dollar slice. It's now $1.50. Scott Wiener said 50%. I mean, that's some hike.
We all knew this day would come. If you're surprised by this, then you're living under a rock.
Well, I am. I'm living in my den. Well, that's true.
You are.
That's why I'm here for you, Len. I'm here to help you see the light, which is that no pizza business could have existed too long with that dollar slice price.
So what's going into jacking up the price, I guess? Rents, inflation, cost of ingredients?
Yeah, cost of ingredients are up. A bag of flour is up 20 to 30%. Cheese is up, and cheese is the most expensive part of the pizza. So once that goes up, you're really done. But then it's also the labor costs are up. And some like fixed costs like labor and rent, we always forget that once the rent changes, your whole profit margin is gone. And if you build the business model on selling for a buck, then that rent changing after 5 or 10 years, it destroys the whole thing. So I remember 4 or 5 years ago, I was saying, oh, the dollar slice is going to go away. Get ready. It's coming up in 4 or 5 years. And here we are. And everyone's shocked. But no, this is what's going to happen. And if you want people to be paid to work in a pizzeria, you got it. The extra 50 cents is not that hard.
Hey, Scott, can they survive on $1.50? Are they making a profit, or is that a loss leader?
That's a good question. It was always kind of a loss leader because the dollar slice places existed on the principle of volume. So as long as they got people coming in and getting out, and you're in and out the door in a few seconds, then it worked. Once COVID hit, that slowed down the volume. Yeah. Then rents change, inflation, bag of flour is up. And at this point, you can't survive much longer. But they will stay. They'll be fine. It's just the dollar slice signage that you see all over town. You're seeing that they cross out the dollar. They're adding 50 cents on. Or yesterday I saw a spot that was a dollar slice on the awning. And then in the window it says, just kidding, $1.50.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Am I being bilked when I go to a higher end pizza place and, you know, they have that open oven where you have the Neapolitan style pizza and I'm paying about $25 for that pizza? Are they really taking me to the cleaners on that one?
That's a great question. No, and this is something I think is a problem that the dollar slice has maybe even caused, which is that it's lowered our perception of what pizza should cost. It's kept that unrealistically low. And, you know, we always compare things like the slice price has always matched or been very close to the cost of a subway ride. And that's the thing people always point to. But we forget that the MTA is subsidized. That's not a for-profit business the way a pizzeria is. So something like a Neapolitan pizzeria for $25 for a margarita pizza, it's imported flour. It's more expensive. Their labor costs are much higher. Their dough is a longer fermentation dough, which I know is kind of invisible to most people. But when you make dough 3 hours before you use it, it's a lot cheaper because you don't need much storage. But that's also a pizza that's heavier in your gut. You make a longer fermentation dough like at some of these fancier pizzerias. And it's a better quality pizza. And if you're okay paying for it, I think it's worth every cent.
This guy knows, Michael, this guy knows everything about pizza. It's just unbelievable.
Can I ask you an indelicate question? Seriously?
Go for it.
You've spent your life eating pizza. How's your weight?
He's good. We've seen him. No, he's not a big guy. That's the thing.
How do you stay trim?
You know what? I bike every day, and I limit my slice intake to 15 slices per week. And I just make sure that whatever slices I eat are going to be good quality slices that I like. And if I'm trying a new place and I don't love it, I discreetly put it into a little Ziploc bag I keep in my pocket at all times. And I leave. And then about two blocks away.
It's like doggy do. You have a doggy, a little thing to keep the... Anyway. Hey, Scott,
I got a little
how's
bag.
Your pizza tour business going? I mean, you used to have, in the good old days, you had buses going around town, going to pizza places. Are you back in business full strength now?
Yeah, we're back full strength. You know, it's funny, with the pandemic, we started doing all these online home pizza making classes, and that coincided with everybody becoming a serious home pizza maker. So yeah. We still do these classes. We're still doing tours. I was out at five pizzerias last night, so we're rocking.
All right, you know, people want to get in touch with you. How do they get a hold of you?
It's easy. They just go to scottspizzatours.com, or they can follow Scott's Pizza Tours on Instagram.
Very cool.
I was just going to say, Scott, you know, the way that I love pizza, but the way that I try to minimize the calories, I like the old-fashioned, I guess you, I don't know what you call it, but it's the pizza that has no cheese on it. It's just really good tomato sauce, fresh basil, and some garlic and the crust, but no cheese.
Oh, pizza marinara.
That's it. That's it.
Elegant. That's right. Beautiful. Yeah. I love it.
Wow. Hey, we have about 30 seconds left. I understand you're going to something called the Las Vegas International Pizza Expo. Man, and you say there's, you know, this is like the electronic show. They come up with new stuff. What do they come up with? New pineapples they put on pizza? What do you find out at this place?
Len, don't bring pineapples into this classy conversation.
I know.
No, it's a trade show. So, you know, people are going to be saying, oh, we got this cheese this year. This is the new thing we got, the new oven technology. And I go there and I do some seminars about pizza history and get together with people from the pizza business who come into Las Vegas from all over the world.
Wow. All right, so you'll get back to us. Let us know what's new in the pizza world after you go to this thing, right?
I'll get you the full check-in.
Scott, always fun. Scott Wiener, Scott's Pizza Tours. Check him out. He knows everything there is to know about pizza, including
he
can't get it for a buck anymore. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
Have a good Take one, care. Guys.
All right, Bye-bye. You too. Good stuff. Coming up next, a little bit of entertainment news, including one of our favorites, unfortunately, suffering a stroke. And that is coming up next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.